This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us to Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. And our first guest is someone that we respect tremendously. He has been a very powerful voice in the world of cannabis, medical cannabis. He is one of the leading pioneers, actually, and experts in the field of medical cannabis therapeutics. And he will be presenting and talking next week in a conference. But his philosophy is so fabulous because he realized many years ago as an emergency physician that he had treated countless alcoholics and drug users, but that he had never seen a cannabis overdose. And that led him to delve deeply into the science of cannabis safety and treatment. And he now is one of the voices for patients. And he is treasurer and a board of director member of Doctors for Cannabis Regulation. He's also regional director for Society of Cannabis Clinicians and has his own practice right here in the Boston area. And Dr. Jordan Tischel, welcome to the program.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Welcome back, I should say. Can you fill us in on where we are right now with, in terms of this cannabis story? It's been several months since we've spoken with you.
Well, I think we're, making progress. It's slower than anybody would like. But here in Massachusetts, we have now got a medical system that works reasonably well. Still some room for improvements. That's stuff that I'm certainly actively working on with the various stakeholders. And as everybody probably is aware, we also now have a law that permits the recreational use of cannabis and a relatively newly established Cannabis Control Commission, which is tasked with figuring out how to regulate the recreational market, and ultimately they will be also in charge of the medical market as well, though they have not yet taken that on. As you can understand, they're under some fairly tight time constraints to try and get the recreational market up and running. So medical, for the moment, remains under the Department of Public Health. Actually had an interesting meeting yesterday with the chairman of the Cannabis Control Commission, who is a very bright and caring gentleman, and really came away from that meeting very pleased to hear about the way that they're thinking about not just the recreational but the medical and how these things need to work together in concert so that people with different needs can access the stuff they're looking for.
You've been doing this now for a while, and can you share with us the experiences that you're seeing that medical cannabis is helping your patients with? Talk about some of the things that it's helping your patients with.
Somebody recently said something about cannabis being kind of the Swiss Army knife of medicine, and on some level, that's kind of cute and maybe kind of denigrates the actual value, medically speaking. But in some level, it's also very apt because cannabis does provide benefit for a fairly wide range of problems. And in the medical world, we're much more used to things being more specific. So that's something that as practitioners we need to kind of wrap our heads around. But things where I'm seeing this to be really helpful, pain is the number one issue. It's the number one issue kind of all across our country in terms of both being the number one complaint by patients and also being the number one thing that patients say we're not doing a very good job at treating. And when you couple that with, you know, all the discussion around the opioid epidemic, you can start to see that that there's kind of a big ball of wax there. We've certainly got a problem nationally with opioids doing damage. But at the same time, and what we're starting to see more and more, is that the proposed and instituted solutions for some of the opioid problems are catching people who legitimately need opioids for pain control, and harming them by cutting them off or severely reducing what they have access to. And one of the things that I say often when I'm talking to people about this is that it may not be so obvious to people outside of medicine, but really, when you think about it, there are only three types of pain medicines that we have to work with. So we've got Tylenol, which is in a class by itself, and quite frankly, we know that Tylenol is good for some things, but, you know, it has limits, right? Many people say, oh, Tylenol does nothing for me, right? Thankfully, I'm in the category personally where if I have a headache, Tylenol works fine. Then there's non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which is a long set of words basically to mean things like Advil, Motrin, Aleve, that sort of thing. And there are a whole bunch of different medicines in that class, but they're all pretty much the same. And they work reasonably well for pain, but they have side effects that may include things like stomach ache or bleeding ulcers, and they also are harmful to people's kidneys in high doses over long periods of time. And so there are certainly people who don't tolerate them. But, you know, so those first two classes are sort of the relatively benign thing. And then what we're left with is opiates, right? So if you don't tolerate, Tylenol doesn't work for you, you don't tolerate non-steroidals, you're right into opiates, and that's it, right? So when we introduce cannabis into this discussion, suddenly we have, a whole nother approach. And when we look at the science...
And by the way, can we just talk a little bit that each one of these has ramifications and can harm the kidneys, and that's a big piece of this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that we all have to wrap our heads around is that there's never a free lunch. Every medicine has potential benefits and potential risks. So Tylenol can knock off your liver if you take too much. The non-steroidals can knock off your kidneys if you take too much. Opiates obviously can stop your breathing if you take too much. So all of these things have benefit when used properly and carefully, but they even still have risk. And cannabis is, has risks and benefits as well. The risks, however, are in general fairly low in consequence and frequency compared with some of the other things that we've been talking about. When we look at the science here, comparing opiate use to cannabis use for pain, what we find is that actually neither of these substances is super good for chronic pain, but, you know, that's what we've got. And then when you compare their side effect profile head-to-head, the cannabis is so much safer that it isn't clear to me why it isn't a no-brainer to everyone to use cannabis ahead of the opiates. The other thing we know is that when you combine cannabis and opiates, you can typically reduce the amount of opiates to about 20% of the initial dose, and that risk is associated with dose on a milligram per milligram level. So what that means is, frankly speaking, the less you take, the safer you are, right? So if I can take 100 milligrams down to 20 milligrams, you're better off. So I can do that by adding cannabis to the regimen. Pain is bar none the biggest issue. Insomnia is a big issue. Cannabis can be really effective for treating insomnia. And one of the things that's, really important is to understand that less is more. That many times in the sort of cannabis enthusiast world, the ethos is, just use this stuff and go to town with it. And in fact, that is probably not beneficial and may lead to some complications. But really small doses of typically vaporized cannabis around bedtime,
could
about
help.
An hour before you
yeah.
want to sleep, remarkably effective.
We need to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment with this young doctor who is trying to really change the way people look at cannabis, medical, marijuana. His website is InhaleMD. Dr. Jordan Tischler will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
You sure must be strong.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z. I call it an educational odyssey because we are learning so much as we are embarking on this plant called cannabis and all of its forms, including CBD, which we cannot, absolutely cannot forget about. Joining us today is Dr. Jordan Tischler, one of the most sought-after speakers right now in the country. He has a couple of practices in the Boston area and has been treating patients for a few. You've been doing this now, Inhale MD, for a few years now, Dr. Tischler?
Yeah, so coming up on 5 years, actually.
Wow, 5 years. So let's, if we could, talk a little bit about CBD in this conversation along with the entire cannabis plant.
Uh-huh.
Because there are some people, and I have a friend that I gave some, she's been suffering from sciatica and groin issues. And she's an older woman. And I gave her a couple of CBD pills and that I had gotten at one of my trade shows. And I said, try it. And it will make you feel relaxed without getting you high, because you will never get high with hemp, ever. No matter how much you use, you will never get high. And it might take the edge off the pain. She reported to me that it didn't help so much with the pain, but what it did do was allow her to sleep and to go back to sleep and have a very deep, restful sleep for a couple of hours, solid 5 hours, which she really needed. So we can't negate the CBD in the conversation as well.
It is a very interesting part of the conversation. For me, it's complicated because a lot of what is being said, sort of in the lay world, doesn't bear out in the science very well. And so it often puts me in an awkward position where I have this conversation in which I say, well, but, and then people look at me funny. So, you know, it's interesting your experience, for example, as you described with this woman. I'm not surprised entirely that the CBD pills didn't help her with the pain. When we look at the science, we see that CBD can, in fact, be a useful anti-inflammatory, and so for inflammatory-type pain, it can be useful. But, here's the big but, the dosing requires something like 300 milligrams, and that is extrapolated from a mouse model, right? So, you know, getting 300 milligrams a day is, you know, many hundreds of dollars worth of CBD per day. And people who are using this out in the real world are not taking that kind of dose.
Yes.
When we start to look at anxiety and such like that, the studies look at using 800, 1200 milligrams. Again, we are now talking way more than what anyone could reasonably find or afford in the real world. So I have found that there's a lot of attention pointed at CBD, And I think largely because you actually absolutely correctly point out that it will never make you high, the question is at that point, how much of people's experience on cannabis, on CBD rather, is triggering the placebo effect, which is very real and very potent, but leaves open the question of whether that's something you ought to spend your time and your money on.
I also think that when you work with a practitioner, when you work with a doctor that is knowledgeable as you are, you can get the benefits of understanding a combination of maybe CBD and THC. Maybe you vape, maybe you do an edible. In other words, discussing the delivery system, discussing the dosage, discussing the products that would be most effective for your ailment, for your situation.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, this is really what I do all the time with my patients. I sit with them. We have a packet with all sorts of information, and I don't just kind of hand them the packet. I go page by page and explain everything. And at the end of it, we've kind of gone through all the options and discussed and kind of narrowed it down to what I think will be best for them and what they think feels reasonable and comfortable for them. And then at the end of it, it boils down to a sort of piece of paper that in any reasonable universe we would call prescription, but of course we don't. And it says, you know, this is what I want you to get, and this is how I want you to use it, and this is how much to buy, and all that sort of stuff that then they can go to the dispensary with so that they know what they're looking for and hopefully also don't get sort of upsold a whole bunch of other stuff that isn't quite what we were aiming at. And I think that, you know, if this were not cannabis, if you were going to the doctor or somebody for your blood pressure and they didn't do all of that, you'd think that there was something really wrong. So why in the cannabis world are we treating this differently? Well, there are a lot of historical reasons having to do with the DEA and California, but the bottom line is if we're going to do this right, we need to be performing medical care up to a high standard, just like cannabis or any other medicine, and that's just the way I approach it.
Right. You're speaking at an upcoming conference in Las Vegas. Tell us what the topic is.
Yes, it's kind of an interesting topic. It's about microdosing. So this is not really about patients per se. It's much more about wellness seekers. And, you know, I kind of think of these things as sort of three different dose ranges. You sort of got your really high dose, and that might be sort of 50 up to several hundred milligrams of THC. And, you know, that's kind of where you're going to get really stoned, and that's kind of your recreational group, and that's fine. I obviously have no problem with recreational use of cannabis, but I just think that it's a different beast from when we start talking about patients for whom getting high is an unwanted side effect, and that they're looking for sort of relief. And that happens in a much lower dosing range, sort of more in the sort of 5 to 15 milligrams of THC on average. And then there's this third group. There are people who don't really want to be high at all, and they're not really treating pain or whatever. They're really just kind of looking for sort of themselves plus a little bit.
Yeah,
and we're talking
that's why
about
this
people
is
who might be.
That's why this is such an important conversation, and I'm so thrilled you're speaking at the conference, and I'm so glad that you were able to stop by. I know your schedule is incredibly heavy, Dr. Tischler, and it's inhalemd.com. Thank you so much for all you do, and we look forward to our continued conversations with you.
Sounds lovely. I look forward to it.
Thanks so much, Doctor. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, this is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk, A to Z with Frankie Boyer, our educational odyssey. And, you know, we were just talking to one of the young, bright doctors, and I don't necessarily agree or disagree with what Dr. Tischler was saying, but I do think that when it comes to pain and chronic pain, there could be more applications than he's aware of. And I think my next guest might have a solution. His name is Eric Smart, and he has some information about a topical made with CBD, and where it's legal in some states, the CBD with the THC cream. And it's called Myoderm. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Eric?
Hey, Frank. Yes, that's correct. It's Myoderm.
So I'm fascinated by this product. Tell us a little bit about the research. And you've been researching this for years and years, trying to get this product just right. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's it's a little more specific than that. This product is a transdermal, which means it goes through the skin into your muscle tissue and connective tissue, and it reduces inflammation dramatically. And it comes directly from my partner, Dr. Bill Goebel, who's a pharmacist, and he spent a big chunk of his career developing and producing transdermal pain creams, hormone creams, and other applications. And we've used that technology to drive CBD and THC through your skin, into your muscle tissue, and dramatically decrease inflammation.
It sounds to me that this could be a game changer in the field of pain.
Well, you know, this technology has been around a while in pharmacy and pharmaceutical. It's just a good application now of that into the CBD category and THC. And, yeah, the game changer is really the capabilities of CBD, cannabidiol, and THC to reduce inflammation. It's phenomenal. It's better than ibuprofen with, in the case of CBD, no negative side effects. And with THC, none known currently.
That's extraordinary. Really extraordinary. Tell us who would benefit from this cream, this transdermal cream. Who would benefit from this?
Well, do you ever have any aches and pains?
Sure.
Like soreness? Yeah, well, you would be a great candidate. Certainly anyone with arthritis, chronic pain conditions derived from inflammation. Heck, just bumping your knee and it hurting, you could apply this and you'd get almost immediate relief.
You know, Eric, I know that on your website, and do give out the website, please.
Sure, it's Myoderm.com, Myaderm.com.
You have an NFL trainer. Tell us about his story and the use of this cream.
Oh, yeah, David Price. So he's a good friend, and he used to be the head athletic trainer for Kansas City Chiefs, worked for the Jets. And he started using the product, and he was just such a big fan because his career was around getting injury and, you know, inflammation controlled and helping players perform at world-class level. Obviously, using products like opioids that cause impairment were, you know, really against what he wanted to do. And then using other products that, you know, are pretty tough on your body, like ibuprofen, if used regularly, was not optimal. So he sees this as really, for him, from his career, he had it really would have dramatically improved his capabilities. So he's a big advocate.
Yeah. Joint pain, psoriasis. I'm just reading from your website. Fibromyalgia, muscle pain, knee pain, rheumatoid arthritis, back pain, nerve pain. And right now, we have an opioid epidemic in this country. And I blame the pharmaceutical industry, and I blame the pushing of these pills, which is for another conversation and another show. But that's, we're in a mess right now. And we have young people that you hear story after story after story, Eric, of young people who were in a car accident, who were given opioids for their pain, and how their lives changed. And at first the American Medical Association did not believe that these were addictive. And of course we found out that they were highly addictive. Highly, highly addictive. So we have an opportunity, in my opinion, to deal with a problem for pain that could be so simple as using a transdermal cream. I mean, this could be a real game changer, Eric.
Well, it's got some, great application. It's a great alternative. It's very complicated because there is a place in medicine for opioids. People are in severe pain and tragic, very bad accidents.
Yes.
You have to manage that pain. But the problem is, it's utilized too often and too frequently. And there need to be other alternatives, like MyDerm, to help manage pain. And we are excited about our opportunity to contribute to helping folks in pain without having the negative side effects of opioids and other drugs.
And you have a nighttime version. You have a product for pets. You have a complete line, and you can create whatever the needs are from the different products that you've created?
We do. We try to focus on a comprehensive use of our product in the most efficacious way and condition. We offer, our original formulation, a nighttime formulation, and a double strength formulation. And we've even seen great results with pets. So we do offer that too.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here, Eric. People may be concerned because it's CBD, you will not get high, and when it's put into the skin, does it change anything? So it's still, you're never going to get high with hemp or CBD, correct?
That's absolutely correct. It's derived from industrial hemp or CBD product, and there are no psychoactive or high effect. It's completely safe. There's no negative side effects. You could use a whole bottle at one time. It's going to do nothing bad to you.
Right. Right. I just want people to understand where we're going with this. And in the states that allow a combination of the THC with the CBD, which is legal in a few of the states in this country right now, 9 to be exact, how would you use the application? Does that make you high as well when it's put in transdermally?
Well, that's interesting because it is a true transdermal. So the nice thing is in Colorado and California, where you can find the TH version, you can apply it and not have the psychoactive effect but get the therapeutic value of the THC in there. However, if you use, an egregious amount, use half the bottle, you will get a high effect because it is pushing those molecules into your bloodstream, your muscles. So you use enough, it will get you high.
So that's just the states that it's where THC, where legal medical marijuana and recreational.
Right, that's just for a THC product in Colorado and California.
Right.
You can buy our CBD product online in all 50 states, and it has no psychoactive effect, and it's an excellent anti-inflammatory.
That's the part that's so fascinating, because to have a product that gets rid of, we as Americans, I've just done a couple of shows this week on inflammation and nightshades and referenced Tom Brady, of course, from the NFL and the Patriots, that he doesn't even use won't eat certain vegetables because they encourage inflammation. So imagine using a topical product that takes away the inflammation. It's just so huge. Eric Smart, I think this is a brilliant idea. Give us the website, and how can people find out more about you and the products, please?
Yeah, our website's Myaderm, MYADERM.com, and we have tons of information about the product, what it does, and, of course, you have options around different products.
Awesome.
And we're just excited to help people in pain. I mean, we've seen tremendous success. And,
yeah.
We do offer
we gotta run.
Sample packets.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh, my. You might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. That's 800-659-7975.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us now is the host of The Food Chain with Michael Olson. Yes, Michael Olson is with us today. And Michael, you have been talking about the agricultural piece of this green cannabis plant for a long time, and you're actually doing a radio show tomorrow morning about this, and you know, you have an interesting philosophy about it, and so do share, and it's always a pleasure and always fun to have you with us.
Well, hello, Frankie. So pleased to be with you today.
We love having you, Michael. So, Michael, your show tomorrow is about California's green gold rush and then the law. So explain to us what you mean by that.
Well, first of all, California's been growing commercial cannabis for a long time illegally. And it's a huge industry, supports much of Northern California. Logging is gone, fishing is gone. Cannabis growing is what lives in Northern California to the great extent. But California just passed Proposition 64, making the recreational use of cannabis legal. And so what the state did, though, was say, look to all of the counties and say, okay, it's up to you to decide how you're going to go about allowing for the domestic cultivation of legal cannabis. So now what we have is a situation where every county in California is going to be competing with every other county in California on setting up commercial grow laws and rules and regulations. So going to be kind of interesting, don't you think, when you have
yes.
all of these counties and municipalities competing against each other. So some counties don't want it and are still taking money from the federal government to bust marijuana plantations, the illegal ones. Other counties like Monterey County, Grapes of Wrath Country, John Steinbeck Country, they are setting up rules for using existing greenhouses infrastructure to grow pot. So you can grow pot legally if you grow them in the floral greenhouses that once held America's rose industry. And of course, here's the greatest irony in the world. The United States encouraged Colombia to grow roses so Colombians would quit growing pot. And in that, they destroyed California's rose industry. And so there's all of these existing empty greenhouses
Gosh.
That used to grow roses and cut flowers and are now renting for $50,000 a month to people who want to grow marijuana in them.
Wow.
So it's really wild and crazy. But as the United States goes through the throes of trying to figure out how to decriminalize cannabis, this is what we're up against.
It's so crazy. That's why I wanted you on, because no one really understands this piece of the story, Michael.
Well, it's kind of like reefer madness is transferring from the illegal world to the legal world. So, and here you have a situation in California, and probably other states as well, where taxpayers are funding the eradication of marijuana on one hand, and the legalization of it on the other hand. So if you're a taxpayer in California, you're funding both sides of this crazy, crazy world. And what happens when cannabis does become domesticated, as it were, and industrialized by California agriculture? You know, if you think about what was going on in Northern California, those folks up there, those small family farmers, were growing cannabis, selling it for upwards of $4,000 a pound. Now those folks in the greenhouses down in Steinbeck country are talking about growing it and selling it for $1,300 a pound. And so you can see the price is going down and down and down and down and down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking a lot of incentive out of the whole process for those people who were up there in Northern California. But that's how crazy it is out here.
How do you think it will eventually unfold, Michael? You've been doing this for a long time. You've been around the country talking to people.
The first time I really worked on this subject was 1981, when I was working for David Brinkley at NBC Magazine. And we filmed 26 cannabis gardens from Seattle to Santa Barbara on the west coast here over the course of a growing season. And at that time, it was all small family farmers, you know, finding a very easy way of making some money. Some got caught, but by and large, most everybody got away with it. Those that did get caught, you know, served the purpose of holding up the price for everybody else, so it worked out. But now, as it's moving into the industrial production of cannabis, much of the incentive or the price is going to be taken away. So as these folks in the greenhouses start growing it and selling it for $1,300 a pound, I'm certain other counties will look at the money they're making and going, well, we can grow it in our county without any greenhouses and sell it for $500 a pound. So you see the California gold rush. You know, it is like gold. Cannabis is like gold. It's sold by the gram for a lot of money.
Oh, that's right, yes.
But unlike gold, cannabis is easy to grow. You can grow it on a spaceship on the way to Mars if you wish. And California has so many places where you could grow it outside by the 1,000 acres. So as it moves further and further and further toward legalization, I suspect the price is just going to collapse.
Yeah, you're probably right. Hey, Michael Olson, this is to be continued. People can find out more about you and your show at, go ahead and give the
you can get a link to the show at metrofarm.com. Metrofarm.com. Thank you for having me, Frankie, and have a great weekend out there.
Oh, I always adore having you, Michael Olson. You're doing great work. And thank all of you. We'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Smile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.